This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you spend of anything in Allah's cause, He will replace it. In Hadith Abi Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دينار أنفقته في سبيل الله ودينار أنفقته في رقبة ودينار تصدقت به على مسكين ودينار أنفقته على أهلك أعظمها أجرا الذي أنفقته على أهلك. رواه مسلم. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Of the dinar you spend in Allah's way, which means the money, the wealth that you spend in Allah's ways, Allah's cause, subhanahu wa taala, or to set a free slave, or as a charity you give to a needy person, or to support your family." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "The one yielding the greatest reward is the one which you spend on your family." Do you guys understand that? So what does that mean? That means I shouldn't give charity, I just shouldn't give donations at all, right? Keep everything for my family. No, that's not what the hadith means. What the hadith means, obviously, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're wealthy enough to give zakah, then give. But if you're not wealthy enough to give zakah, which means if you have needs, then where should the money go first? Sustain your family. You don't go and you spend everything that you have and you start begging people to support your family. Or let your family go and beg on your behalf. Or live off of other people's loans and money and so on. That doesn't work like this. So the sacrifice you should give first is in order to cover the expenses and the livelihood of your own family. Obviously, what I mean by that is according to what's considered reasonable. You don't go and you live way beyond your means because you claim, "I would love to, you know, take care of my family," but you're not even taking care of them properly. You're spending way beyond what you can afford, and now you're getting in trouble because of that. You start working harder and harder and harder in order just to earn money, earn living, so you could just cover these expenses. You're not being able to cover the expenses. You're spending so much time away from family. You're losing your iman and your faith because of you being away from the masjid, from your ibadah and deen. So it becomes very problematic. So remind yourself always that whatever that you spend, the most rewarding is the one that you spend on your family first to cover, take care of them, to cover their expenses. And then everything else comes after that, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. But what if, alhamdulillah, we live it comfortably? But then we have excess money. I want to give this to the masjid. My wife, she says, no. You need to, first of all, secure your child's education. Put it in an educational fund. So what do we do in this case, Jama'ah? What do you think? Which one is better, to put it to in the masjid or cover the child's expenses? Now, this is not basic needs now. Because basic needs be met. Alhamdulillah, they eat, they have a house, they have a roof over their head, they have, mashallah, nice clothes and so on. So they have comfortable lifestyle. But this is now excess money. My wife, she says, keep it for, you know, for your child, inshallah ta'ala, future when they go to college. But I want to give to the masjid. So what do you do in this case? To the masjid? So what about your kid? Go to a continuous charity? Shout out to continuous charity, Jama'ah. Student loans without, alhamdulillah, without interest. Again, what do we do in this case? I would say split it. Split it. If you have the desire to give it all to the masjid, inshallah ta'ala, may Allah reward you for that. But take some of it, give it to the expenses that will cover your child expenses, inshallah, and education in the future. And the other part, you go and spend to the masjid, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Balance things. Keep things in right balance, inshallah, ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what you spend, لا تجعل يدك مغلولة إلى عنقك ولا تبسطها كل البسط. Don't hold your hand tight to your neck, like being so stingy and mean. And don't spend it, don't open it, you know, wide open that you spend everything that you have. Always keep it moderate, inshallah, ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who always give in charity, ya Rabbil Alameen. Those who will be taking care of their family, wali Allah. Allah alam. Yes. Yes. So if you give it for the sake of Allah, Allah will replace that. Do you mean by if you spend it on your family, Allah will not replace that? That's fi sabilillah as well. Even when you spend on your family for the basic needs. Remember, the basic needs. That's why, some of the ulama in the books of ahadith, they say that whatever you say, spend fi sabilillah, freeing a slave, giving to the needy, all of this actually can fit taking care of your family if they were in that kind of difficult condition. So you're doing it fi sabilillah, you're saving your family from slavery to loans probably, and you're also giving it to them because they're those who are in need the most. So therefore, it counts as fi sabilillah, so you have all the reward for that as well. But anything that is excess, it's different. What's wrong with it? Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't send everything out and don't hold everything back. Be moderate. Wallahu a'lam. Yes. Mm-hmm. If you have relatives who are very, very poor and they're eligible for zakah, should I give it to my relatives who are poor or give it to the masjid? If your family, if those relatives depend after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your charity, then they have a priority. They have a priority. And the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of it. But your relatives, if no one else is taking care of them but you, then they have a priority upon you. However, if they have other people who will take care of them, let's say they live in a different country, and usually in other countries, the rich of that country is supposed to be responsible for the poor in their own country. If they've not been taken care of for their basic needs, then take care of them better for you. Wallahu a'lam. Na'am. Khair inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.